You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, and this is Roy. This is the show where we make the listeners happy by making other people unhappy. It all balances out in the end. Today's show is sponsored by D. Glad, the artist formerly known as Devin Gladden. Sorry, Devin, if I'm not supposed to say your name anymore. You kids and your crazy abbreviations these days. I just don't know how to deal with it all. You'll never guess what happened. Someone made another PLA cake. And this one is even weirder than the one before, because the cake says, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please call me at 425-243-7565. And then it's signed Roy, and there's a really nice looking PLA logo on the cake. And this is from Jim. So thank you, Jim, for completing your cake homework assignment. Only a few people completed their cake homework assignment. Very disappointed in the rest of you, by the way. But the best part is that he claims that he left his cake on a car at the grocery store parking lot. And there's a picture, one of the pictures of the cake is the cake sitting on a car, which is pretty awesome. I checked the voicemail. He actually put the real carding voicemail on the cake, and I checked the voicemail hoping that whoever's car he left this on would call and leave an angry message or something. But no, there was nothing. Jim's probably lying about that part of it. But I don't care, because this is an awesome cake. So thank you very much, Jim. If anyone else wants to make a cake still, feel free and send pictures of it to rbcp@phonelosers.org. I have uploaded Jim's three cake pictures to the Phone Losers Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. So you would already know about this whole cake carding thing if you were a subscriber to the Facebook. God damn it, why aren't you subscribing to the Facebook? I will put a link to those pictures, though, and I'll also make one of the pictures the artwork on the post on phonelosers.org for this show. Jim's timing is really good, by the way, because I have been wanting to bring back carding pranks, because those were awesome pranks. I had to put a stop to them because all the people on YouTube that were finding the carding pranks, they kept leaving me fake messages. And it was too much effort to sort through all the fake messages and try and find the real ones. So I just kind of put a stop to it. I knew that was going to happen eventually. I finally got to be too much, and I just put a stop to it. But it's been a couple years now. I think it's time to maybe give it another shot. And I still have the old number. So for those of you who don't know about the carding pranks, let me explain to you how it works. This prank requires listener participation. In this prank, you have to write a note on a piece of paper, and what you write on the note is this. You write, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call. 425-243-7565. And then you sign the note Roy. You have to say Roy. I mean, it's best that you say Roy just to avoid confusion with all the people calling into my voicemail. And also my voicemail says, "Hello, this is Roy." Well, actually, right now it says, "Hey, the carding prank is over. Don't leave carding notes." I'm going to change that as soon as I upload this show, though. But that's how it works. And then these people, they call my voicemail, and they're angry. And, I call them back, and I talk to them about how I dinged their car. And the result is a prank that sounds a little something like this. I'm going to play a carding prank for y'all right now. I don't know which one. I'm going to go and find my favorite one. Or just a good one for you to listen to. Here it is. A carding prank from a couple years ago.
"Hey, Roy, my name's John. You left a note on my Cavalier. I was just calling you back about it. My number's 4-421-49. Thanks. Bye." "Hello?
Hello, is this John?"
"It is.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car."
"Yeah, how are you?"
"Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?"
"I'm all right."
That's great. It's good to hear.
So what's going on with the car?"
"Oh, well, I work here at Roy Gerbil's Automotive Services here in Orlando, and we just leave notes on cars like that for advertising purposes, and I wanted to offer you $10 off on your next oil change. and you just bring that note in and you get $10 off.
Really?
Yes. We also offer all kinds of services. We'll inspect your air conditioning and replace your air filter and check your battery. And you'll find that our prices are very competitive.
So wait a minute. Now, you would put a silly thing like this on the car where you are saying you actually hit the car and think that people are going to want to use you as a business because of that?
Of course. It gets your attention. It makes you call us. So once you call us, then we offer you $10 for an oil change, $10 off. So it's only $25.99.
Hmm. The first thing I would think is this is a really disreputable outfit. It's just the best they can do for advertising that they're going to try to put some false come on a windshield. So I'd recommend you change your advertising technique and advertise
your services as opposed
to some fraud that you're putting on somebody's windshield.
It's not a fraud. You don't work here, so don't tell us how to run our job, you dumb Nazi. And even though you're being a jerk about it, I'll still offer you the $10 off on an oil change.
Okay. Well, look, I'm a lawyer, and I'm telling you this is fraud, and I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau, and we'll go from there.
Well, I'm in the automotive industry, and I know...
You should change your advertising technique, you dumb shit.
So that's one of the calls. It's not the best one. I just didn't want to put a really long one on there. Seems like the really awesome ones are the really long ones. But we had a lot of fun with those, and I think it's time to bring them back and see if we can maybe have fun with them again. I'll probably be more suspicious this time around of all the incoming calls. I'll probably not call some of them because I think it's a listener just trying to mess with me. But let's give it a try again. The phone number to leave on notes is 425-243-7565, and you just say, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please call me Roy." That's all you have to say. Used to, I encouraged people to write, you know, just ridiculous things. Like, you know, your bad parking made me hit your car. But I think I got less response that way because they figured I'm unreasonable, so why call? They'll just call the police instead. And also, be careful when you leave notes. I've always been a little paranoid that someone's going to get caught leaving a note and they'll get their ass kicked or they'll get arrested or thrown off the property or something. There was one that some guy left last time, and the guy actually went in the store and they looked at the security footage of the parking lot and they saw the guy leaving the note for them. And luckily nothing came of that. You know, I emailed the guy and I warned him. I'm like, "Hey, be careful. They're checking security footage." And I don't think it's even illegal. I mean, unless you actually hit their car. But I don't think it's illegal to leave a note that has a lie on it. Unless that guy in that call just now was right. It is some sort of a fraud. It's not fraud, it's a prank, right? So leave a note, and maybe some funny pranks will happen from it. One last thing before I start making some calls here. The Joy Bubbles documentary is down to just $2,000 left. I don't know how many days, like 2 days maybe 3 days. $2,000. I think they're going to make it. But there is a link, once again, in the show notes to the Joy Bubbles documentary. If you haven't donated yet, please do. Because the sooner that comes out, the happier I will be. And that's what really matters here, is that I'm happy and I get what I want. So donate to the Joy Bubbles documentary thing. Here is a request from David. He wants me to call this lady who is a huge pot smoker, and she would freak out if she thought the government had spies that found out she was buying large amounts of marijuana, and she would be in prison for the rest of her life. And he wants me to make sure to use a local number or she won't pick up.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dave from Sprint Wireless.
Yeah, I just got off work, and I seen you guys call me a bunch of times. I was just wondering what was going on.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I called back, and it took me...
Yeah, we were just trying to get a hold of you. I just wanted to let you know that we've set up all the monitoring equipment on Betsy's account, and you're all set up for listening, recording, and logging her numbers.
I don't even know what that is, but I am Betsy.
Oh, my gosh, you're Betsy?
Yes, it's under my son's name, so I was just curious why you guys were calling me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a technician with Sprint Wireless. I thought I was calling the DEA.
What's DEA?
You know, the Drug Enforcement Agency. Oh, this is, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, they had me setting up monitoring equipment on your phone line, and I was supposed to call them and let them know and give them the access number. So they can
that is
dial.
crazy because I never set up for anything like that. Like I said, it's in my son's name, so I'm not authorized to do anything on this count.
Oh, no, no. It's nothing that you did. The DEA requested it. They wanted to be able to monitor your line and log the numbers and record the phone calls. And
for what reason?
Oh, I don't know. It's none of my business. But they must have mixed up the numbers because I was trying to call them, and then I accidentally called you just now. I guess,
I was
going to
say, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
I feel like such a stupid because I don't think you're even supposed to know about that. You know, like I don't think I should have told you that the DEA was monitoring your line.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I need to change my number if that's going to happen because I don't have anything to do with whatever you're talking about.
Right. Oh no, it's the DEA's business. For some reason, I don't know why, that the DEA wanted to monitor your phone calls and log all of your incoming and outgoing numbers and read your text.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do because I don't want them doing that. I mean, I don't.
Oh well, you don't get a choice. I mean, if you change your number, it doesn't matter. They'll set it up on the new number. That's just like standard procedure. We do this all the time. But,
okay, well, I'm gonna have to go into Sprint or something because this doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, no, Sprint can't stop it. This is the DEA. They have seniority over Sprint.
So every call I make, they're going to be monitoring it?
Yeah, they're going to record it.
Is that for protection or what?
Protection of what?
I don't know.
Usually they do this. I don't know. Maybe they think you're a drug dealer or something. I really don't know. I don't know their business. They just send in the orders and we set up the stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, like
they just messed up. They transposed some numbers, the phone numbers, I guess.
They had to have because, like I said, I just got this number like not even about a month ago.
Right. Well, yeah, it looks like they had it taken off of the old number and then they put it on this number.
Okay, I haven't had Sprint in like 6 years, so I never had an old number.
I know. I'm saying the number that you had previously, because that's on the paperwork here.
What number I had previously? Like I said, I've never had this number changed. I've never had a previous number through Sprint.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, not through Sprint. It's through all the carriers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, we're able to see all the numbers here, like even other carriers and stuff. But yeah.
Oh, okay, because I had Straight Talk. Other than that, I don't know, so...
Yeah. They just want to monitor you is all. It's no big deal. It's nothing you have to do. They just...
Okay, well, they can monitor all they want. What's your name again?
My name is Dave.
Dave what?
Dave Seaver. I'm from Sprint Wireless.
I was going to say, I have every right to ask your name, so...
Well, yeah, I wasn't trying to deny you that.
Okay. All right, well...
No reason to snap.
They want to do.
No reason to snap at me and bite my head off.
Well, I wasn't trying to do that. All I was saying is that this is really strange to me. I'm not calling you a liar or anything. It's just it's very strange to me. So.
Okay. Well, you know. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. I've got to call the actual DEA now since I accidentally called you, and I guess I'll let them know that that we messed up here.
Okay. So, all right, what's your name again, Dave? What?
Dave Seaver.
Seaver. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, whatever.
All right, thank you.
Whatever, okay, bye. Oh, shit, I just noticed that I used the name Dave, and the guy that submitted this, his name is David. I'm so stupid. Sorry, David. I didn't mean to do that. I wasn't paying attention to the submitter's name. Or maybe it was a subconscious decision to use the name Dave, I don't know. But she was not very paranoid. She seemed like she was on really good drugs or something. She didn't sound like a huge pot smoker, to be honest. So, I hope you don't go by Dave, David. Oops. I hope I don't get your ass kicked, or you don't get thrown out of your home, or anything like that. I'm so confused on that one. Why didn't she get pissed off? Or upset, or whatever, you know? Didn't even act a little bit paranoid? Why are they monitoring me? I command you to tell me. I'm going to try this same premise with some other people here. Maybe I'll just go through all of my prank submissions and call all of them with the same premise. That'll be today's entire show. Just doing the same thing. Here is a big-ass list of numbers from one person who says his or her name is this side of the keys. It just looks like a list of numbers of people that the person hates. And he doesn't give me any premise, so this is perfect. I'll just use this to do the same prank over and over. This first one is a lady named Sharon. She's about 57 and likes to talk to everyone as if they are children. Everyone says she sleeps around a lot because she is always having men in her house and is always with men, but they don't sleep with her. They help her because she pretends to be blind. She has been faking it, I think. So I'm either calling a scammer or an innocent blind person. That sounds great.
Hey, sorry I missed your call. If you'll leave me a name.
All right, no answers on either of those numbers that I had for that lady. Next is Miranda. She is a loving and sweet person. She's very easygoing and is a huge Jesus freak. She just moved into a new home and is attending Christian college. She's always wearing t-shirts that say Jesus stuff on it. Why do you want me to prank her? Why? She sounds nice. But that's not going to stop me from doing this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
No answer. Next is Melissa. I can't stand her. I had to delete her from my Facebook. She likes to gossip. Oh, look who's talking. And she had her two daughters taken away from her 15 years ago for abuse. That sounds like a nice, cheerful prank. Oh, God, what is this? Nice ringtone.
Please leave your message for 58071.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave from T-Mobile.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know that we've set up the monitoring equipment on Melissa's phone line here, and you're all set up for listening, recording, and logging her numbers and her text messages. So everything's ready to go. I can give you the access number here if you'd like that.
What are you talking about?
You know, for monitoring the phone calls of Melissa Bowen.
No. That's me.
Oh my gosh, you're Melissa?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was calling the Drug Enforcement Agency. They asked for a phone tap on this line, and oh my gosh, how embarrassing. I guess I dialed the wrong number on this work order here. Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't have called here. I thought I was calling the DEA.
Okay.
Oh, what a dumb accident I made. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, were you sleeping or something? She just hung up on me. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, don't just hang up on me. You're supposed to say goodbye.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you know proper phone etiquette?
Who is this?
I'm Dave. I'm from T-Mobile Wireless. I was setting up phone taps on your line. And, you know, to record your phone calls and log all your numbers and stuff. And, yeah, I accidentally called you instead of the DEA. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that. It was an accident.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I better call the DEA now.
Bye.
Have a nice, sweet dreams. Sounded like she was sleeping. I don't know. none of this is working out. I thought this was the best premise ever, but apparently it sucks. But it's okay, because this is a long list. That's still from the same person. Sent me all these people that he or she apparently knows somehow. Next we have Bobby, who is a female, not a male. She is a stay-at-home mother who brags about her fake boobs. She's always fighting with people on Facebook. She's nuts. And that's what I need. I need someone who's nuts. So this one is going to be perfect. Sure of it.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail.
Okay, I tried four times with Bobby. She never picked up. So next is Alan. He's always getting his bike stolen. He is partially blind, so he can't drive. How do you know so many blind people? Or allegedly blind people. A few weeks ago, he posted on Facebook about how someone stole his neighbor's kid's two bikes and slashed tires on his bike. He is a very sue-happy person, always wanting to sue people. This one's gotta work. I'm sure this one's gonna work. This one's gonna be the most brilliant one ever. Promise. I can feel it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dave from Verizon Wireless.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to let you know we set up the monitoring equipment on Alan's phone line here on his account, and you're all set up for listening, recording, logging the phone numbers and the text messages. We've got it all ready, and I can give you the access number here for that if you'd like. And your code.
Okay, well, hold on a second. So why is this happening?
Why is what happening? You guys requested it on on Alan's phone line.
Okay, well, this is Alan. I'm Alan.
Oh, my gosh. You're Alan?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was calling the DEA.
Excuse me?
I thought I was calling the DEA, you know, the Drug Enforcement Agency. They asked me to put some extra services on your line, and I was supposed to call and let them know, and I guess I called the wrong number on the work order sheet here.
Okay, but why would they be doing that?
Oh, I don't know. It's none of my business. I'm supposed to set it up and let them know that it's set up, and oh, how embarrassing. I called the wrong number on this sheet here.
Okay, wait, and you're from Verizon? What's your name?
My name is Dave.
Okay, and you're from Verizon?
Yeah, I'm a technician here with Verizon. I was just setting up this equipment on this phone line here.
Okay.
Yeah. How embarrassing. I'm so sorry. I wasn't supposed to call this number. I was supposed to call the other number. I was supposed to call Steve. Mm-hmm. Steve at the DEA. I'm so sorry.
I see.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
No harm done then. Okay. Aw. He didn't argue with me. Let's call him right back.
Hello?
Oh, Steve, you're never going to believe what just happened with that fucking drug dealer. Oh, wait, is this Alan again?
Yes. Jesus Christ.
What is wrong? I just hit the redial button. I was trying to dial Steve again at the DEA, and I hit the redial. Stupid. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this. It's an accident. What a day I'm having, you know? You ever have one of those days?
Okay, I'm gonna call Verizon myself and find out what's going on here, because I'm not sure who you are or what's going on here, okay?
I'm Dave from Verizon. I dialed the wrong number, and they're not gonna know. Customer service doesn't know about these covert ops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just really sorry. This is just a dumb mistake on my part.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Oh, my head hurts. I hit myself in the head while I was calling myself stupid. He didn't threaten to sue me, though. I'm really disappointed in that. He's probably going to call Verizon and threaten to sue them. The awesome part here is that I'm actually calling from these phone companies' customer service phone numbers. So that part's going to make them extra paranoid. Next is Krista. Krista was crazy as a child and got crazy as a teenager. She is now 25 with 4 kids. One is adopted by her mother since Krista was about 15 when it was born. Krista is trying to run her own business of photography and can't find people to buy from her. All right. Krista has an AT&T wireless phone. Shit. All right. Krista has a bad number. All right. The next lady is named Junita. She is a bit loony, and you can tell her things like she won a car of her choice. Why would I say that? That's just out of nowhere. Whatever, she is black albino, which means she is black, but her skin is white. We thought she was incest. What? I think the guy making this list was just getting drunker and drunker as he made the list, and it's like things are starting to make less sense as they go on. Hello? What the hell? They picked up and didn't say anything.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dave from AT&T Wireless.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know, we've got the monitoring equipment set up here on Junita's phone line. And you're all set up for listening and recording and logging her numbers and text messages.
Okay, then.
Yeah, do you have the login and you know, access number and all that?
No, I do not. You have to call another phone number. This is somebody else. I'm not the owner of this thing. That's my grandpa.
Oh, Junita is your grandpa?
Oh, no. My grandpa pays for all of his data. And
oh, but this is your phone?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying you're Junita?
No. I'm somebody else.
Oh, who are you?
I'm Aaron.
Okay. Who's Junita?
That's somebody. That's another relative of mine that he pays. the phone bill for.
This sounds really sketchy. Why can't you just pay your own phone bill?
Oh, no, I'm 15.
Well, why don't you get a job? You're old enough to get a job.
I can tell him. I can have him call you. If I mean, I don't know how this has worked, but...
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. Okay. I'll just call another number on the line. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You want me to tell you what number it is? You take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I got all messed up on that one because of all the weird sketchiness happening with his phone line and the hell was that. All right, the last one on the list is Jerry. Jerry is about 63 and was divorced some time ago. He honestly thinks that his ex-wife has the people from Verizon changing his plan and cutting his phone calls off and so on. He also thinks that his ex-wife is doing other things to screw with him. His ex-wife is not a lesbian, and her name is Renee. Okay. But it's weird. He says Verizon, but then I just looked at the number, and it looks like it's with AT&T. So I don't know who to say I'm with. I guess I'll say AT&T. I trust myself more than the drunk guy making this list.
Hello.
Hello, this is Dave from AT&T Wireless.
Yes.
And I was just calling to let you know that we've set up the monitoring equipment here on Jerry's phone number, and you're all set up for listening and recording and logging the text messages and incoming numbers and all that stuff. And do you have the access code and all that already?
Do you know what? You ain't gonna believe this.
What?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, well, isn't this Steve from the DEA?
No, huh?
Oh, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Oh my gosh, you're Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I'm calling from AT&T Wireless, and uh-huh. I was setting up all this monitoring equipment on your phone account so that the DEA the DEA can monitor you. And I was supposed to call the DEA and let them know that it's ready, but I accidentally called your number instead.
I hate to tell you this, I'm legally blind. Ain't a whole heck of what I could do for the DEA.
Oh, no, they're just monitoring you. They're just listening to your phone calls and reading text messages and whatever else happens on your phone.
Well, you know, I don't really care, but why are they doing that?
I don't know. It's none of my business. They won't tell me.
Yeah, but I thought they couldn't do that for right to privacy and all that junk.
Oh, you know, there's a warrant and everything. Yeah, it's in the paperwork here. Yeah, they have your number on here, and then they have Steve's number at the DEA, and I called the wrong one.
Do me a favor, though.
What?
They better recheck mine. I don't even drive.
Well, they didn't. They're not claiming that you drive. What are you talking about?
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, if I was going to watch somebody, I think I'd watch somebody that got around a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know why they're watching you. They want to monitor everything you do for some reason. It's, who knows what it's about? I don't know. It's probably nothing. It's probably nothing, you know? It's probably nothing to worry about.
No, I ain't got nothing to do nothing anyway. I'm bored, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. So you have nothing to worry about. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to call you. I meant to call Steve.
No, that's okay. No problem, man, really. They can listen to anything I say. More power to them.
Okay. All right.
Have a great one.
You too. Enjoy being monitored.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That's probably what I'd be like if I got that phone call. I'd just be like, I don't care. I'm boring. I don't do anything. Hey, look, there's one last number on the list. It is a few numbers up, and I didn't notice it because there's no little short essay about him. It says his name is Craig. Craig, and there's a number, and that's it. Craig is with Verizon Wireless.
Hi, you've reached Craig with the North Carolina Department of the State Treasurer. I'm currently on a...
Oh my gosh. Jesus, what the hell? Okay, let's just not call that one again. He didn't answer. He's off the hook. The DEA is not going to monitor him today. So that's the end of this list. Thank you, this side of Keys, for your weird, drunken list of people of completely varying ages. I mean, how do you know all these people? How do you know this stuff? I talked to some old retired guy, and I talked to a 15-year-old kid. Weirdest list ever. Okay. deleting this email. Let's see if I can find any other requests in here that I could steal for this idea. Here's one I can use. This is from David. He just he emailed me a photo of a flyer that he saw posted up somewhere. And it's students of some film department are looking for talent for their upcoming projects. It's really hard to read because he sent the picture sideways, so I have to tilt my head. It's like five paragraphs long. Anyway, there's a bunch of tear-off strips on the bottom with this girl's phone number. Her name's Chelsea. And I don't know what else to do with this one, really. I mean, it's all just this girl, Chelsea, looking for film students. What am I supposed to say to her?
Hello?
Hey, this is Dave from Verizon Wireless.
I'm sorry, from where?
From Verizon Wireless, the phone company.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we've got the monitoring equipment all set up on Chelsea's phone line here, and you're all set up for listening and recording and logging her text messages. And do you have the access code to get into that?
Excuse me, but monitoring my phone?
Yeah. Well, is this Karen?
Sorry.
What was that?
Can you repeat that, please?
Oh, am I talking?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Karen at the DEA.
Yeah, that's funny. This is Chelsea.
Oh, this is Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I was trying to call Karen from the DEA, and I guess I hit the, on this work order here, I called your number instead by accident. I'm a technician here with Verizon Wireless. I was just setting up some things on your phone line here. I didn't mean
to. No, do not set up things on my phone line.
Oh, well, you don't have a choice. It's a work order, and it's an order from the DEA. They for whatever reason, they wanted to record phone calls, and she hung up on me. Come on, Chelsea.
Hey, this is Chelsea. I didn't pick up my phone, so just leave a message.
All right. She's not going to pick up now. She obviously knew it was a joke. I think. I don't know. Thank you for that request, David. Here's a request from Andrew wanting me to call up a high school and ask them to page a person. No, thank you. And they checked the little box that says this person is a legal adult. I don't think they're a legal adult if they're in high school. Maybe they're having me page a teacher. Who knows? I don't know. Here's a request from Mappy. Mappy wants me to call an old lady named Stannis. He says that she can be very mean for no reason. She's been a bitch to my family, getting us kicked out of our house, parents fired from jobs, called social services and tried to get me and my brother and sisters taken away. For no reason. She's also racist. She always calls the cops for stupid reasons and they are tired of her. And he mentions the license plate on her car is a James Bond license plate. I don't know. But yeah, let's put a phone tap on her line. Sam calling the DEA. Oops. Why not?
Hello.
Hello, this is Dave from Metro PCS.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave from Metro PCS, the phone company.
Yes.
And I was just calling to let you know that we've set up the monitoring equipment on Stannis Bevan's account here, and you're all set up for listening and recording and logging all of her phone numbers.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't do that.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Isn't this Sharon from the DEA?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was trying to call Sharon from the DEA. They were ordering a phone tap on your line, and I guess I dialed the wrong number.
Well, how did you get my last name?
Oh, well, it's on the work order here. I'm with the Metro PCS, your phone provider.
And well, yeah, but you said Bevan. That's me, but I don't know who Sharon is.
No, Sharon works with the DEA. That's who I was trying to call. I was trying to call her so I could talk to her about you.
About me?
Yeah, because we're setting up phone taps on your line and recording equipment. I didn't mean to call you. It was an accident.
Well, do I have to pay for that?
Oh, no. The DEA pays for it all. They just want to monitor all of your phone calls and see what numbers you dial. I didn't mean to call you. I'm really sorry.
No, well, I'm glad you did, because I don't want the world to know who I'm calling.
Oh, the world won't know. Just the DEA, just the government. That's all. It's no big deal. It's nothing.
Oh, you know what? The government's got enough control. I don't think they need to control my my cell phone. Are they going to do it? Are you going
to
do it?
Yeah, I have to. It's my job. And, I mean, it's not up to you who gets to monitor your calls or not. I'm just doing my job here.
You are kidding. You mean automatic? The government is going to listen to my telephone conversation?
Well, they don't just do it to anyone for no reason. I'm sure there's some kind of a reason for it. I'm just setting it up for them. And I was supposed to call them and let them know that it's ready. But I accidentally called you.
Well, how will I know when they're going to start doing that?
Oh, you won't. No, it's none of your business. You're not even supposed to know.
Wait a minute. I shouldn't have even told you. It is my business. It is my business. I'm paying the phone bill, and it's my business who listens to my phone conversation.
I know, but you pay.
That's invasion of privacy, isn't it, or not?
Well, it would be. But I'm sure they have a warrant or something, probably. You know, there's a reason they're listening. I don't know what it is. I'm just doing my job.
That there's a warrant, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying there probably is a warrant, but I don't know. But I'm just...
Now, where are you located?
I'm in Florida, and I'm just setting this up for them. I work in the...
Where are you at in Florida?
I'm at the switching center for the phone company. I'm just setting up this tap on the line that your cell phone goes into.
You didn't answer my question. Where in Florida are you?
I'm at the switching station.
Well, where is that at?
Well, I'm not allowed to tell. You're not allowed to visit here.
You're not allowed to tell, but you're allowed to hook this up for them to monitor my calls.
Well, I'm just doing my job. This is what they do.
I understand that. But I don't want it done.
Well, you don't have.
I don't talk. I mean, it's not that important. But I just think it's an invasion of my privacy.
Oh, what have you got to hide? Maybe that's why you don't want it on there.
I don't have anything to hide. I mean, I'm a 75-year-old woman.
Okay, well, you know, it's not up to me why they're doing it. You know, they're just for whatever reason. Maybe you've done something wrong, and they want to monitor you.
No, I have not done anything wrong. I've never been in jail.
Look, you don't...
I've never committed a crime. I haven't done anything. Are you doing it to all your customers?
Oh, no, 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 just you, only you. And you don't have to prove anything to me. It's none of my business. I'm just setting this up, and then I'm all done. That's
and
all.
But you're not doing it to all your customers.
Oh, no, just you. Just you.
That's a bunch of BS as far as I'm concerned.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do things that make this happen to you. I'm just.
Well, I haven't done anything.
Well, how do I know that? It's not up to me to make judgments or anything. I'm just setting.
All right. Give me a number I can call and find out about this.
Oh no, you're not allowed to know about this. In fact, I shouldn't even be telling you all this. I didn't mean to call you. I was trying to call Sharon.
Where is Sharon at?
She's in Washington, D.C.
Boy, if this isn't a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, I don't know. I get paid whether it's malarkey or not. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, well, I haven't done anything illegal.
Okay. Well,
and I don't know what it's all about, and I don't know why it's just me. Unless I have a son that's with the sheriff department, and he hasn't talked to me in 2 years, and I don't know if he's behind this or not.
Oh, I would start eyeing him suspiciously because you never know. But yeah, I don't know. They don't tell me anything. I just do my job and set.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I understand that. But yeah. I just don't like this happening, and like I said, I think it's wrong for them to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know about it, but I'm not supposed to know about it. I guess they think I'm going to commit a crime and they want to be at the front door when it happens or something.
Yeah. Oh no, they I'm sure they have their reasons. Who knows? But at least,
I don't know what it would be.
At least because of my mistake now you have a heads up. You know what's happening.
All I do is talk to a friend in Georgia. She's sicker than a dog. I don't talk to that many people.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. They suspect something. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either.
None of my business, really.
Well,
it's none of yours, really, either.
It is my business, but I can't do anything about it,
I guess. It's none of your business, either. It's the government's business.
Yeah, it is. It's my phone.
Yep, no, it's none of your business, though. You're not even supposed to know. It's the government's business.
Well, I could go down to Metro PCS and change my phone number.
Oh, yeah, because they would never be able to figure that out, would they? They'd be like, oh, she changed her number. This investigation's over. We're screwed now.
Are you telling me the truth?
Because we don't know how to get a new phone number when they change the number. That's impossible.
And you know that's a lie.
No, yeah, I'm being sarcastic because you're saying stupid things.
Oh, yeah. I know you are.
Come on. You think changing your number is going to change anything? They'll just hire me to put the new one on the new phone number.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yep. It's hopeless. There's nothing you can do.
I'm glad you got a hold of me anyway you weren't supposed to.
Yeah. But, well, I hope you don't tell anyone.
No, and I hope that, you know, that they don't come knocking at my door, and because what I say on the phone is not that, it's not criminal. I mean, I talk to my friends,
yeah,
and that's it.
I mean, yeah, you sound really boring to me, but I guess the government disagrees.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, thanks, and you have a happy holiday.
Thanks, you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Come on, Mappy. That lady's not that mean, is she? She doesn't sound racist. Did she really get your parents fired from their jobs and call social services on you? And I kind of enjoyed talking to her. I think I'm going to keep her number and just call her up every once in a while. See how she's doing. I kind of want to call her back with a different phone number and be like, yes, we have the satellites beamed at Stannis' house and the laser listening devices, and we've dedicated a satellite to look at the roof of her house all the time, day and night. But I guess that would let her know it's a joke. I'd rather her not know it's a joke. It's funnier that way. Hey, do you guys remember Food Stamp Taco Lady? I still have her number here. So what would she do if she were to get a phone call like this? Let's find out. She'd probably just be crazy at me and make me call the police.
Hello,
this is Dave from AT&T Wireless.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that we've set up the monitoring equipment on this account, and we're all set up for listening and recording and logging the phone numbers.
Okay, that sounds great.
And, everything should be ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Karen, right?
Karen Smith?
No. Karen Rogers.
Karen Rogers?
Oh, did I not? Is this not the DEA? I was trying to reach the DEA. I must have got a wrong number.
The DEA? Oh, yes!
Oh, no, you're not the DEA. Oh, no, oh my gosh. I messed up. I called the wrong number.
Oh, my God!
I called the number that I'm setting up the phone tap on. Ugh, I'm so stupid. Okay,
this
yeah.
This is the goddamn Taco Man.
Taco Man? What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, all right. Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to call you. I was just calling the DEA about your phone number. It was a mistake.
Okay, big old mistaker.
Okay. Have a nice day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and I hope you have as much as we have from our tacos.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
that wasn't as weird as I thought it was going to be. Every time I call Food Stamp Taco Lady, she outsmarts me. And I didn't even realize it until I was in the middle of dialing her, but I don't have her name. So that made it a little bit less realistic. But it was good to hear from her again, you know? It's always nice to hear her voice from time to time. Wow, that was a lot of calling of the same prank. But that old lady at the end made it all worth it. That was fun. I think the show's about over now, though. I guess I should call a few voicemails. I mean, I should listen to a few voicemails. See what the voicemails say today.
Brad, you need to call Bridget back. I lied about it all. She's just my mother. But call her back.
Gloria. No. I don't call numbers twice. I mean, except for the food stamp taco lady, of course.
585-45.
Ah! What are you doing? This is not the prank submission form, the voicemail.
I just don't like her. She's my mother, and she is a deadbeat, and thank God for her, because she is.
Fast forward.
Or see that your ex-boyfriend taught her because she accidentally stepped on your toe when you guys were screwing. Just say something messed up, please. 5x5.
Damn it, now I gotta edit shit. Okay. I think I like your fantasy call there instead of the actual real call. I'm not a goddamn revenge for hire service, Gloria.
Hey, Roy. This is your Uncle Scott.
Hey, Uncle Scott.
Let's see how you're doing, buddy.
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
I'm glad to know that I'll be coming to stay with you this Thanksgiving.
Yay!
So,
hey, wait a minute.
Don't worry, I already know where you live.
He didn't show up.
You don't have to give me directions.
Uncle Scott's such a
flake.
You
make room in your bed for me. So, I like to get cozy, but not too cozy.
Yep. Just like when I was a kid, huh?
Just wanted to let you know that. I love you.
Love you too, Uncle Scott.
Cactus, cactus.
Cactus, cactus to you too. By the way, you know, it's past Thanksgiving now. He never showed up. Goddamn flake.
Hey, Brad, it's me, Tim, from Distorted View Weekly, and I heard that your listeners were leaving me a few voicemails on my show, and I heard that you had your own show, so I was wondering we could do some sort of, collaboration. Yeah, so hit me up if you want to get to some kind of collaboration. Also, listeners, don't forget to use the promo code FREAK at AdamandEve.com to get free 10 gifts, including free shipping, movies, and more. Yeah!
Okay, I'm going to have to edit away about 2 minutes of me laughing after that voicemail. Thanks for that one, Fake Tim. That was amazing. More people have been leaving Tim voicemails from phone losers, and basically is what it's resulting is Tim from Distorted View, the Distorted View podcast, he thinks it's me, and he just thinks I'm an idiot. He's like, oh, fucking phone losers. That fucking phone losers guy always calling in trying to say his URL on the air. So thanks, everyone, for calling into Distorted View and making him think that PLA is retarded.
Hey, Brad. I was wondering when you're going to start making the damage call for hotels with Dex again. I miss those days when you just completely destroy hotel rooms with Dex. Start making them again.
Those days are behind me. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys could even understand him. He's talking about Dex. Good old Dex from PrankNet, who used to do all the hotel calls where he'd get people to destroy hotels. Cause thousands of dollars in damage. Let's see, just 10 more voicemails. 10 more voicemails and we'll be done with this.
Hey, Brad. It's the Oregon guy.
Hey, Oregon guy. You're actually calling for an Oregon number this time.
Guess
I wonder if that guy before was a fake.
What? You have a new neighbor. And I have a new best friend. And you know what best friends do? They go on adventures together. That's what they do. Yep. I got a fresh roll of duct tape. And you just bring a cordless drill, okay? And we will go down to Eleanor Hackleman Park and install glory holes in the women's bathroom.
Wouldn't okay.
that be fun? Taking turns, watching out for each other, you know? Yeah,
This guy apparently really lives in the same town as me, and he's been tormenting me by sending me Facebook pictures of things around my town. So I bought a gun this past week. I beefed up security at my front door. Strengthening my fortress here, waiting for him to show up. I'm putting traps all over my house, just like in the movie Home Alone. So far, nothing's happened, but I will report back to you guys. If anything happens to me, listeners, it's this Oregon guy. I should say his phone number on the air so you guys, you know who to tell the police about when I get stabbed. But hopefully I'll be okay. Keep your fingers crossed. Keep me in your prayers, everyone.
Hi, Brad. Make more videos. I'm fucking bored, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Okay. I'm trying not to slack off as much. I know I've been horrible these past few weeks. There's a good reason for it all. I'm not going to try and explain it.
Nigga, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Love your shows. Bye.
Okay. I like the Google Voice translation for that one. It says, they got a meeting up with you. The fool love. Your show goes by. All right, this is going on way too long. I'm going to play one more. One more, and that's it. Here it goes.
Hey, RB, this is Delaware. I got a phone joke for you.
Oh, my
gosh.
What
do you get when you cross a telephone with a pair of pants? Well, you get bell bottoms.
I hate to tell you this, Delaware, but my sound effects tablet is way over there in the other room. And as awesome as that joke was, I'm not going to go get it and play the sound effect. But I made the sound effect myself, so good enough, right? It's fine. Everything's fine. I have one Adopt-A-Medium person left. I've been trying. I tried last week to call some of these. They didn't pick up. Tried this week. A couple picked up, but the calls were boring, so I just deleted them. And I've got one left here.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Living Water. Can I help you?
Hello. This is Mark from the city of Santa Fe. And
Hello, Mark.
Hello. I was just calling about your Adopt-A-Medium.
Okay.
Are you the person I would talk to about that?
Is this the new one?
Oh, no, it's just the one that you have already.
Okay. Let's start with me, and then I can check with Mark if there's anything I can't help you with.
Yeah, we just wanted to let you know we're going to double up on the adoption thing. So you're going to be doubled up with the Aryan Nation, because they're going to also take care of the median. So it's going to, like on the sign, it's going to say Living Water and Aryan Nation Adopt-A-Medium with both of your names
on
it.
How can we not do that?
Oh, no, it's done. We've already made the signs and we're putting them up today.
Well, we're not connected with them, and that wouldn't be something we'd really be interested in.
Yeah, well, it's not that you're connected. It's just that the sign is going to show that two different people adopt the median. And it's going to say, City of Santa Fe, Adopt-A-Medium, Living Water, and Aryan Nation, united as one.
Definitely not, okay.
It's going to say, United as one, underneath it. And, you know, they're going to help, so you won't have to go out there as often and take care of things.
Yeah, we're not okay with putting our name on the same sign with them.
Well, they're separate signs. It's just on the same pole. Like, you know, just it has your name on top and then their name on bottom.
Well, we need to either find other mediums to adopt or...
No, we're doubling...
Can we talk to you about this?
We're doubling people up.
Well, I know there are a lot of mediums that aren't adopted, so I'm very confused.
I know, we're going to get all those adopted, but we're also going to double them all up so that we have not as much work for you. So
and what's your last name, Mark?
The Jacobs. Yeah, and like you guys could work together, you know, like on the yard work. I mean, on the, you know, just the upkeep and everything. You guys could go out there together and clean it up.
Yeah, you can imagine what a tough process that would be to coordinate.
Oh, it didn't seem that tough. You just agree on a time and go out there together and do your maintenance and stuff.
Well, we run an entire business and...
Well, so do they. But, you know, they're willing to work with you.
So do you have a supervisor I can talk through this with?
No, why? I'm the person making these calls today, so you don't need to talk to my supervisor.
Well, if you have a supervisor, I would like to talk to them.
Oh, well, he's in a bad mood, so no, it's probably a bad idea. But yep, Adopt-A-Medium, Living Water, and Aryan Nation, united as one. That's what the new signs will say that we're putting up today.
And you're going to...
Do you always mumble like this? Ma'am? Hello? I can still hear you there.
Yes, I am still here.
Oh, okay. Were you just mustering up the energy?
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Oh, okay.
This is completely unprofessional.
What's unprofessional?
I need to talk to your supervisor.
I told you he's in a bad mood, so it's not a good idea. So no, not today. Maybe
That's
tomorrow.
Not.
But I don't see what the problem is. Like, what's the big deal? You're just...
And where is the median that this sign is going up on?
We're giving you less work to do. It's on all the medians that you guys do. You're going to be doubled up. We're just doubling up certain companies with other certain companies. And it's just a completely random selection.
And how can I help you? How can I reach you back again?
Oh, just call the number in your caller ID. That's my direct line to my office.
What's that number, please?
Oh, God. I don't know. Let's see. 505.
Well, who can I speak with today?
Me.
So,
do you have any more questions?
Do you have a letter that you can send me?
A letter about what?
Regarding this.
I'm making a phone call because that's cheaper than sending out letters. That's more personal.
Sounds like you are a complete spam call to me, so I'm very confused.
How is this a spam call?
because there's no letter, there's no supervisor.
And that makes it a spam call. What the fuck is a spam call anyway?
Why? Goodbye.
What? Pretty sure that lady was high. So that is the end of the Adopt-A-Median numbers from Leif Erickson and Funky Ostrich. Thank you guys a lot for sending these and doing all the work. The good news is, though, that this isn't the end of Adopt-A-Median, because Rob the Hyena, he got a bunch of Adopt-A-Median numbers. I don't know how many, but he's saying he got a bunch of them. Like, he actually went straight to the source and got a list from the city. I forget what ruse he used, but he actually got a big list of Adopt-A-Medians. I don't know from which state or city or anything. I haven't looked at the list yet, but soon I'm going to be trying Rob the Hyena's list of Adopt-A-Median things. So I'm going to save the ideas that Leif Erickson and Funky Ostrich sent me, and I'm going to use those on a whole new set of Adopt-A-Median calls, which will happen soon, hopefully. I think that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you, DGLAD, for sponsoring today's show. I really appreciate the support. If any of you listeners would like to support the show, you should go to patreon.com/phonelosers or go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up 25% of your income over to the Phone Losers of America. That's what Jesus would want, and that's what you should do. But if you're too much of a cheapskate to make Jesus happy, instead you could buy a coin. Buy one of the Phone Losers coins. They are made of metal and really awesome. And everybody needs to own one of these, and I still have plenty of them left. They're not flying off the shelves quite as much as I'd expected. If you want a coin, go to phonelosers.org and look in the show notes. You'll see a link to buy the coin, or just click on the link at the top of the page called Store, and you'll see coins in there. The best thing about these coins, though, is the amount of damage that they could do to a skull. Like, listen to this. Listen to this fall on my desk. These things could seriously hurt another human being. I have a big stack of them right next to my window here on the third floor, and when Oregon guy shows up, I'm gonna be like flinging these things at his head. Give that motherfucker a concussion. Today we're ending the show with the latest song by DJ Skunkworks. I haven't heard a song this amazing since he came out with Leet Haxer several years ago.
Another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.